Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Not one, but two amazing guests today, Gretel and Maria. Thank you so much for your time, and I wanted to get you on for a chat as we look at Fire 5 Netball. Why was the time right for something like this?
Good question. Gretel and I, we've always kept in touch, hey, for so long, and yeah, we've been mates for over 10 years, more like sisters now, but we've obviously played netball in our respective careers. I don't know if Greta was still playing. I'm not going to announce any of that stuff. Carrot, if you want a dangling carrot. Yeah, we just felt like netball needed a revival. We felt like, you know, all the other codes and sports are moving into the direction of changing the way that the game is played, making it faster, making it, I guess, less players on the field for rugby and rugby league, all that stuff. And so we thought we could do the same with netball. Fast Five has been around for a while, but we wanted to bring our own flavour and twist to the game. I personally love Fast Five. It was my favourite tournament of the year. And, yeah, just to bring a revival to the netball community, that was the basis of it.
A bit of space there for you, Gretel, to maybe announce anything? Or are we quickly moving on?
Well, I'm not pregnant again.
So, obviously, we haven't seen any Fast Five over here for quite some time. So I'd say there's still a demand for it internationally, and just fans over in the UK really enjoy the game as well. So that's why it sparked an interest for me as well, just the skill set shown on court.
Yeah, definitely. I think with our game, we've tried to just make it completely different. I think we got inspired by watching the Rugby Nines earlier on in the year, and we were like, oh, like imagine if this existed in netball where people play for prize money, which has never been done. And I think with netball, yeah, having this competition for girls that have just retired, but also girls that are coming through the ranks and trying to break into the Super League, Super Netball, this is another avenue for them. And we've had so much interest, which has literally blown us away. And we've had so much fun organising it as well. It's a bit overwhelming. We're on the phone to each other like 10 times a day, but it's really, really exciting. And we see it's such a need for it. And we see so many people. We loved the crowds in Fast Five, and that's what we want to bring to Fire Five, but even on a whole other level. We can make it our own. So we really want to create such an entertaining atmosphere to be a part of, that people want to fly into these incredible places where it's hosted and have the most amazing girls weekend with their family, catch up with people at the tournament. And we also want to get a few of the NetSet Go teams involved as well, and the local netball community along to it. Because when else do you get to see your ex-international superstars playing against each other? And Maria actually thought of a really cool idea, which we haven't announced yet, but it's something to tie the grassroots girls in with the ex-international players, which is what we wish was available when we were growing up.
How much of the rules are sorted? Are you just about there?
Yeah, so I would say we're about 95% there. There's just one other thing that we're just trialing or in the meantime or tweaking, but that'll be announced before. But one of the rules is that it's going to be 3 7-minute thirds. So instead of 4 6-minute quarters, which is the normal Fast Five, we've made it 3 7-minute thirds to make the game shorter, to make the game faster, but also we've got 16 teams and it's one show court. So it's not played on different courts. So everyone gets to see everyone performing. It'll be live on Level Play, which is a website. You get to subscribe to it for the whole weekend or just for the day. It's up to you, but it's open to everyone around the world. So as much as we want to get bums on seats in the stadium, it's also showcasing ex-players, local talent, and other teams that have come from overseas globally as well.
Will this be available internationally? That's a big question.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Andy, we're aiming for the top.
Domination.
I think the beauty of this is that Gretel and I have been given the reins, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but we can just see so much potential in this competition, and our aim is to take it globally. So this won't just be an Australia Gold Coast thing. We want to take it overseas to New Zealand, to Dubai, to South Africa, UK. Like, we are definitely having those conversations in our meetings for sure.
The beauty of it is you can stream it and you can watch the first product on Level Play. So it's streamed all around the world and it's delayed as well. So you can watch it on your time, which always helps. So won't be missing out. And hopefully there's a few teams from UK coming over.
The support from all over has been unreal. Like Gretel said, it's been so overwhelming and we're so thankful. But yes, we don't see this as just an Australia thing. This is definitely a global thing, and it will be streamed on Level Play, which you can have access to that on our website, 55netball.com, and it'll be on my socials, Gretel's socials as well. So everyone will definitely know.
When was the first time you met on court? And I expect there was a heck of a lot of fangirling.
From me, yes, it was. it was in 2013 when I got to grace the court with Maria. I'd never even played Super Netball or ANZ Champs yet, so I was just coming straight off fresh under 21 Aussies, and I used to watch Maria play and idolise her, and then I was, pinching myself. I got to share a court with her. She wiped us off the court, that's for sure. But, yeah, I met her at Fast Five, and then I was fortunate enough to share a court with her through all the international games, lost to her by a point in 2019 World Cup, which I forgave her for. But, no, she's been such a rock and such a huge mentor for me throughout my whole netball career. And, the calibre that she got to as a player, she was untouchable. And even when we're filming, we're bringing out shooting programs and we're filming the shooting programs. And I was like, I still can't keep up with you. your shooting's out of control. Like, she's just a one in a generation player. And I'm just so fortunate to call her, one of my sisters now. And I just remember one moment was after the Liverpool World Cup, and I was crying in the corridor because we just lost. And I was like, so sad. And she was like, comforting me and telling me it was all okay, and she chose to comfort me rather than she'd just won her like fourth World Cup. You'd lost three in a row, you'd finally won one, and you're comforting me whereas you should have been out celebrating. So that shows the type of person she is. She's just the best, and I'm stoked to be doing this with her. She'll probably be sick of me in a few months' time.
never.
No way. That's so nice. I'll pay you later, Gretz. Thank you. That's so lovely. No, thanks for saying those lovely things. No, I remember, and I said it in, it was in the post just recently on our 55 Insta when we it was just so funny because she, just bleach blonde, fake tan, which was orange more so than fake tan.
I need some of that now, actually.
I just remember just an awkward, like, uncoordinated netball player. You know, like, you could see that she was still, because she was coming from basketball, he had a basketball background. She was still trying to find, because netballers, they land a certain way, they pass a certain way. You know, we're all kind of predictable, but Gretel wasn't. And to her credit, that worked for her for a long, long time. We were all just like, wow, who is this player? She just plays so differently. And like, as her career went on, like, as you know, Andy, honestly, I say this all the time, she was Australia's best goal attack because she just had everything. And no one could really combat you and no one could really read you. And in our team meetings, when we talk about Gretel, it was like, you know, defenders would be like, oh, just try and rough her up. You just had to get into it mentally because physically there was no comparison between, and that's like, I'm not disrespecting the other defenders, but just her ability was just out of this world. So, and then she learned how to shoot. She started getting her shots in. Okay. And then she
That's
was
enough.
Like,
wrap it up.
It really She really rocked the Australian world. And now you can see that they miss her a lot in Suncorp as well. Gretel wants me to stop. I could carry on.
It's a podcast of its own. First thing online is those nutritional recipes. Give me an idea of what kind of recipes are involved there.
Yeah, no, it's very easy and basic to start off with. So it's just pre-game, post-game and recovery meals, so two of each. And the post-game focuses on high protein and how to fuel yourself and recover at the quickest amount of time, but also just keeping the meals really basic, and young girls can cook alongside their mums. And it's also to help mums too when they're like, where do I start? What do I feed my child? I know I got so many mums going off to state age and they're like, what do I pack my daughter for the day? They've got a whole day of, I think they played 19 games in 4 days, and it's like, where do I start fueling my kids? So that was why Marie and I were like, let's bring out something really easy and basic for people to follow along. And that's where it started. And we're doing the same with the shooting programs. And then this Fire 5 opportunity came about just as we were making these programs. And we're like, let's do this. Let's grab this with two hands, because when will this ever come about again? And I'm so glad we did, because it's been incredible.
We get questions all the time, like exactly that. What do I feed my child? You know, I'm sick of going to the tuck shop or buying hot chips after a game. What do I fuel my child before a game? And, you know, we got taught these things as we were playing. So Gretel came up with some easy recipes for mums, busy mums with active little kids. So teenagers could follow these easy recipes too. So yeah, it's been awesome. It's been very well received, and this is a huge part of being an athlete is having great nutrition, because you can train as hard as you can, but if you don't have the right fuel inside you, it'll only get you so far.
Certainly gone from rivals to big friends. You can tell that just chatting to you today. Knowing your skill set, I expect this is just the first of many things. Gretel and Maria, thank you again for your time.
Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. The Level Play in the UK, that's where you can watch Fire 5.
And reminders of the website for everything Fire 5?
Yep, fire5netball.com. All the information will be on there.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.